Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
So excited to have our next guest on the show. See, I like talking to Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. You like hearing from him. Mike Lund is the sports information director at Portland State. He deals with Barney all the time. Lund is joining us now. He's fresh off a luncheon. What's going on with this luncheon? Is Barney speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. We home game week on Fridays. At Old Spaghetti Factory, we have a rah-rah luncheon, and we get up there and do a few things, look at some videos, meet some football players. I spend about 10 minutes sparring with Barney up in front of the crowd. He takes a few questions. It's a good time.
Give us an idea of what it's like to be around that guy as much as you are.
Well, sometimes you almost feel like you're his babysitter a little bit. And other times, maybe you have to talk him down off of a few things. He's an idea guy. He comes up with some crazy ideas. We're going to talk about buying beer for the fans. He's had a lot crazier ideas than that. Trust me, John. He mentioned that to me on Tuesday when he was walking off the field after practice. He goes, I think I'm going to go on Canzano's show. I'm thinking about buying beers for everybody. What do you think about that idea? And I just kind of shook my head. I said,
yeah.
Well, you better talk to your wife first.
It's amazing. That thing got legs. Like, give us an idea of what you've heard or nationally who's contacted Portland State after hearing about Barnum and the beer offer.
Well, I think, honestly, nothing could have more legs than this if you got me on the radio. I mean, people like me talking about it. But Barney's going to be on he's actually this afternoon, I think at 2:30, he's going to be on the Sirius XM. It's an ESPNU show called Off Campus. It's a college football preview show they do. They're going to have him on that. Tomorrow, it's going to be featured on College Football Game Day. I got contacted Wednesday. The folks at ESPN heard about it, and they said, hey, can you send us the audio? Can you send us some video? Can you send us some stuff? So they say they're going to put it on College Football Game Day tomorrow. I mean, that's one of the things. I guess maybe the best way I could describe it is I'm at home on, I think it was Wednesday night, and I'm scrolling through my news feed. I go to Golf Digest. I love golf, so I'm going and looking at all the Golf Digest stories, and I see this picture of a guy who does not look like a golfer, and it's Bruce Barnum. And on the Golf Digest feed, they mentioned now the Portland State football coach is going to buy beer for everybody. And when I saw that, I thought, yeah, this is definitely got some legs.
I love it. Do we have an idea of how much beer he'll have to buy? Did we get a sponsor involved? Like, I don't want Barnum going bankrupt on this. 5,000 people show up thirsty.
Well, I don't think he's going to go bankrupt. He's going to pay for some beer. I think, and I don't have all the details on it. I heard it in passing in the hallway that maybe somebody's going to sponsor like 200 beers. Well, that's going to be a drop in the bucket, no pun intended, to what's probably going to be sold. It's more about what Hillsborough Stadium can manage out there in terms of distributing all that. And, we're kind of working up a plan. We're not going to overserve people, certainly, but we're going to give them an opportunity to have a few beers during the course of the game. We do have a Barney's Beer Garden out there, so there will be a beer garden, and that's where he'll buy the beers for folks. So if you go into that area, you'll see the signs. You'll be able to get a couple beers tomorrow.
Mike Lund is with us. He is an associate athletic director at Portland State. He handles media and communications. You graduated from Lewis and Clark. You worked at Lewis and Clark there before going to Portland State. What made you want to get into this field?
Well, you know, that's I went to college wanting to get a degree in communications, and I was interested in either being a sports writer, or and I knew there was no future there. I was interested in maybe being a sports writer or a sports broadcaster, a TV broadcaster. I did a lot of that work. I actually did an internship at Channel 6 when I was in college with Rick Metzger. I did a number of things. I wrote for a local newspaper, did all those kinds of things. But the one thing I really kind of enjoyed when I was in college is being able to root for the home team. So I found a way. I met Chuck Charnquist when I was in college at Lewis and Clark, and he kind of guided me a little bit along the way. And I learned that you could do those types of things, those sports writer type things and broadcaster type things, but you know, you could do it at a university and you know, you'd still be able to root for the home team. And that really appealed to me. And so I got involved in it when I was a student at Lewis and Clark. And when I graduated, they didn't have a sports information director. And I kind of piecemealed it. They didn't really even have money for it. And I was making a buck and a half an hour or whatever it was for a while. And then just through all the people I met, doing a number of different things, working a number of different sporting events. I've worked about every sporting event there's been in the city of Portland in the last 30 years. You know, I met people at Portland State. I got involved, worked for Larry Sellers for a few years. He retired, and I was fortunate enough to kind of take over this area.
Mike, you work Blazer Games as well as part of the Stat Crew. And what is that experience like, and how long have you done that? How much fun do you have doing that?
Well, I've actually done that longer than I've been at Portland State. Chuck Charnquist, who I mentioned, got me involved in that when I was in college. So I started in 1987 with the Trailblazers, and that would be, I believe it was Mike Shuler was named head coach that summer. And I have been there ever since, so that's 34. I think this will be my 35th season. And I worked on the Stats Crew, and a number of years ago, I moved over to be the scorebook guy. So I keep the scorebook, work with the officials every night. I've probably been the scorebook guy longer than I was a statistician now. I'm probably getting close to 20 years in that role. But I will say that is the number one thing people talk to me about in my lifetime. Wow. Other than my wife and kids, that is the number one thing people ask me about. How's it like working for the Blazers? And what are the Blazers going to do? Who are they going to trade? Like, I'm hanging out with Neil Olshey, and I just tell them, hey, I just show up on game night.
Give us an idea, because when you're keeping score at an NBA game, you really have to pay attention. You really have to focus. There's a lot going on in the arena, right, with crowd noise when fans are in there and the game going on and the game's moving fast. Like, how much do you really have to bear down and focus on what's going on?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Probably the first few games of the year, I it's almost like you relearn it, like how much you have to focus. But then you kind of get into that. What is it, that runner's high thing they call? You know, you get in the zone, and all of a sudden you just kind of, it feels good. You know, you feel what you're doing, and it just kind of comes naturally after you've done it for a lot of years. And it's kind of nice. You do obviously have to pay close attention. You really have to work with the officials a lot, and that's the thing that people don't realize. The communication there is so vital in terms of them managing the game and providing them with what they need. So, you know, that's really the key to the job.
Give me an idea, player-wise, there have been players that probably don't acknowledge the people on the scorer's table, and there are others as they're checking into the game that I can see turning and talking to people there. Which players did you find more engaging over the years in that role?
Well, I've talked to a number of players, and then there's a number of players who don't say anything. I would say I've got a tremendous Shaquille O'Neal story that I will not tell on the air. I have Clyde Drexler, class act, top to bottom. I'll never forget after he was traded to Houston. And he came back and he came to check into the game. He walked right up to the table in front of me, said hello. He was a guy who always looked you in the eye every night, said hello. He'd say hello to us every night when he was a Blazer. And that was something that, you know, other players don't do. And I'm not denigrating other players. He was just a guy that was just always friendly and appreciative of the fact that you were there. There's a lot of great guys that will chat with you from time to time. You know, Enes Kanter was always good. He used to tease our staff folks about getting him more rebounds. And but, you know, in the end, he was just a nice guy just having fun with us. But there's a number of those guys like that who've got a few stories.
Can't we clean up the Shaq story? Give us a hint. You drop that. Everybody's now going, okay, you got to tell the Shaq story.
Well, there was a game, I believe he was with Miami. It was late in his career, and Shaq, I'll try to figure this one out. Shaq got a little bigger later in his career, right?
Yeah,
he got to be a big man. So he came to check into the game, and he walked right down in front of me because I'm right at midcourt. And a gentleman in two rows behind me, or actually the row right behind me, yells at him, Hey, Shaq, you're looking fit this year. You look like maybe you've lost a little weight finally. You know, it just started going on about his weight. And Shaq, not looking at him, just walking along. And he gets right up in front of me. And finally, he turns and looks at the guy. And as you can imagine, incredibly imposing, only a few feet away. He looks at the guy and he says two words. He says, "Your wife." And everybody in the crowd kind of went, oh, you know, and on press row, we just started laughing.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were in hysterics, and everybody, and the guy starts saying, "You can't talk about my," and he, you know, as he says that, Shaq goes, "I've been eating her cooking." And then the whole place just went up. It was the best burn ever. And then to top it off, he kneels down in front of me, puts his elbow up on the table, turns, looks me in the eye, and he goes, "That was a pretty good one, wasn't it?"
Yeah. Shaq's got wit. You got to give him credit for that. Mike Lund is with us, Portland State Associate Athletic Director. You've been there a long time. You know, Portland State gets criticized for having the games out in Hillsboro, not downtown. But I spent some time out there. I've looked at it, and I'm kind of wondering if maybe this ends up being a brilliant move in the end as the stadium out there in Hillsboro gets more improvements. City of Hillsboro certainly pouring some money into it in the next few years. You know, how do you feel about the games being out in Hillsboro?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, I do like it out there. From my standpoint, from a very selfish work standpoint, everything works pretty well for me. As far as the program goes, you know, it is challenging to play that far off campus. The thing I do love about it that we didn't have downtown is everybody has a place to park. We have a place where we can have pregame tailgates. Come out tomorrow, you'll see a lot of folks out tailgating. They kind of have a tailgate row. You actually get a little bit of a college atmosphere out there that you couldn't really get downtown in that unique situation. Now, the stadium that we played in downtown, you know, as far as the facilities was outstanding. So you maybe lose a little bit in some areas and you gain in other areas. The thing I will say is the folks at Hillsboro have been so accommodating to us the last few years, and they just want to help us have the best possible experience and product out there. And they are trying to upgrade and improve constantly. And you're right. It's a situation that could grow to just be better and better for us over the course of time.
Mike Lund, Portland State. All right. You know, and I looked at the stats. It's like a normal this type of game, you might draw 2,800, 3,000. What kind of crowd are you hoping to see out in Hillsboro 2 p.m. on Saturday?
Well, it's interesting because it's our first home game in 22 months. So we wonder what the impact of COVID will have on the situation. You know, obviously folks will be wearing masks out at the field. We wonder what the impact of that length of time. And now we're hearing there may be a big storm coming in tonight. We'll see what the weather, how that impacts us. But and then traditionally when you play a lower division school, Western Oregon being Division II, you don't draw quite as well. So, yeah, we hope to get over 3,000. You know, I would hope that we're going to sell a little beer, and that's going to bring a few folks out and get up over 3,000 this week. And then next week we play a top 10 program, Montana State. And the crowd, you know, hopefully at that point that crowd's going to double and we'll be up, you know, maybe in the 6,000 range. And we win a few games and the numbers can grow. But it's going to be kind of a wait and see tomorrow because there's a lot of unusual factors at play.
The overhang at that stadium, I've been in it a little bit. Is it cover most of the stands, all of it?
Yeah.
How much is covered?
Yes, it does. It covers above the concourse level. It covers So, you know, you buy yourself a good seat just up above the concourse, and you should stay dry if there is rain. We don't know if it will occur during the game. We're hearing it's going to be overnight. We'll see what happens. But, hey, this is Oregon. We're used to the rain anyway, right?
Yeah, we're used to it, and you can go see a game and drink some beer and support some great local kids and a great program that is connecting with the community. Mike Lund, I appreciate you and your expertise. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for talking about this. And you guys actually really got it started for us as far as this national attention.
Well, we'll keep it going. I can't wait. Do you know what time game day is putting them on, or is that to be determined?
Yeah, they haven't told me a specific time. If I hear from them, I'm hoping to. I'll tweet it out. Hopefully, we can get that out there.
Sounds great. Mike Lund, I appreciate you. There he is, Portland State's sports information director. I do encourage you to go out and see Bruce Barnum and see this team play. Those kids at Portland State, they gave something back, or they gave something without anything being asked of them this summer, because, you know, it was every day 20 to 24 of those kids showed up at Camp Exceptional and worked as camp counselors. And they showed up at 6:30 in the morning. They stayed until hour after the camp was over, cleaned up, and they were good stewards. They were good stewards of the community, and they helped a lot of kids. Many of those kids faced challenges on a daily basis, and those Portland State football players were out there giving of their time and their passion and their inspiration. So support them back and go have a beer. Leave it here. We're going to tell you what's on tap for the weekend next. Everybody always asks me, what's the biggest game of the week? What are you watching? I used to have a neighbor. I mentioned it last week. I had this guy named Brian that lived across the street from me, and he used to come over and he'd knock on my door, knock, knock, knock on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, and he'd go, hey, what are you watching today? And I go, why? What do you want to know what I'm watching? I'm watching HGTV. What are you watching at your house? Like, no. He'd go, no, what sporting event should I be watching? And I would tell him every week.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.